Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Josh Heyer. Communicating with farmers under stress is the theme of a workshop tomorrow at the Huron Regional Medical Center. The workshop is for professionals who work with or support farmers with farm families, such as inspectors, financial advisors, and those associated with farm service type agencies. We're joined this morning by two experts who are part of the multidisciplinary team that is leading the workshop. Joining us by phone from Rapid City is Krista Ehlert, assistant professor and South Dakota State University Extension range specialist. Hi, Krista.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Also with us by phone from Huron is Jessica Baum, clinical coordinator at Community Counseling Services in Huron. Jessica, thank you for your time as well.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, so I'll kick it to you first, Krista. What is Extension, and what is this upcoming event to help communicate with farmers struggling?
So Extension is part of any land-grant university institution. So you kind of often think about like teaching and research, but Extension is really bringing that research and that information to the general public. And so that's what Extension's purpose is and what we're trying to do with these workshops. And so we're partnering with Jessica and her organization and doing Communicating with Farmers Under Stress tomorrow is to help better equip and prepare professionals for conversations that are, it's not going to be a matter of if they're going to happen, but when and how do you talk and communicate and help producers who are experiencing chronic stress. I think, you know, a lot of us, even myself, you know, in my extension role and my colleagues, we're not counselors, we're not mental health experts, but we are passionate about agriculture and we're passionate about keeping that as, you know, this really large aspect of South Dakota. And one really good way to do that is to make sure that people who are in support roles have all of the tools and resources available to them so that they in turn can help the producers that they interact with every day.
Well, Jessica, I'll kick that over to you, I guess. Could you talk a little bit about how we can help, you know, struggling farmers and farm families and those associated with it? How could we help?
I think that there is this stigma about asking for help, especially if it's mental health help or substance use help. And so providing this education to the public, to those people who are going to be those firsthand knowledge holders, is going to help farmers and help families find the help that they need to reduce that stigma, to get the help they need, to get the resources they need. So I think just being willing to listen and listening to people's struggle is one way that everyone can help.
And Krista, I understand a part of this is helping people who may not feel comfortable going themselves. I was wondering if you could kind of touch on that a little bit about how this is not just for those struggling with depression and suicide, but you know, family members who may know somebody.
Yeah, so that is, and it's exactly what Jessica touched on, is that there is kind of this stigma about, you know, seeking help when you're dealing with some sort of mental health issue, whether it's anxiety or depression or something more severe. And so that's why by hosting these workshops, we're hoping that we can get the people who interact with producers at these workshops. And then we also have other workshops that are geared specifically for producers and their families. And whether they come to, you know, find out information for themselves, or another really good way to look at it is you might not think that you need help, but maybe your neighbor does, or maybe the person that you see, you know, every day is actually really struggling and just need someone to listen, like what Jessica was saying. So just listening and being available to people can really make a big difference in knowing that there's someone there that cares about them. And the other thing that is interesting to note when working with producers is that, you know, they're really willing to go and ask the vet for help, you know, for an animal that's sick, or they're willing to, you know, go to a workshop to learn how to, you know, get better grazing practices going on their operation. But when it actually comes to finding the time to take time to help themselves, that's really difficult because, you know, they would rather be helping their animals and helping the land that they are taking care of. So just getting the word out and making sure that people are better equipped for kind of the current agricultural climate is really important.
So Jessica, what is it then that you would say to somebody who, you know, is dealing with depression, but has this sense that, you know, I can take this burden on myself. I don't need help. I'm not soft. I don't want to be perceived as someone who needs a handout, things like that. How are you breaking down that wall?
I think one of the things that we are trying to do as an agency to break down that wall is a lot of times people don't want to walk through the door. So if they just call and say, I want to schedule an appointment, we'll come to them. We'll come meet with them in the tractor. And maybe they don't know that depression is what they're struggling with, but if you're not alone, there are hundreds, thousands of people that have these same conditions, and just we can help with that. There are resources available to help. And, you know, just I know people who have depression. It's that feeling of worthlessness, and that, you know, it can lead into other things. So I think even as a family member or a wife, or if you're seeing those symptoms in your children, just being able to ask questions. You could just call and ask questions.
Yeah, and that does seem to be generally the new norm, right? Knowing somebody who having a mental health issue seems to be everybody knows somebody anymore, it seems like. So Krista, I guess I was wondering if you could talk about exactly some of the things someone could expect if they walk into the door at this event, if you kind of dive a little deeper into that.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to be covering at the Communicating with Farmers Under Stress workshop in Huron tomorrow is really building awareness around potentially stressful conditions that affect some farmers. So we dive a little deeper into the current market conditions, because it's also bridging this gap, right, between agriculture and sort of the counseling community. And that maybe, you know, there are counselors who want to help or who have clients who are producers, but you don't have an agricultural background. So maybe you, you know, kind of need to get up to speed a little bit on where things are at. So we cover those conditions. We also cover how to identify stress triggers, signs of stress, helpful techniques for responding. And we kind of take it from the approach of, you know, if you are an agricultural professional at this workshop, how do you handle stress yourself? And then that exercise kind of gets you thinking about, oh, when I see, you know, when I see Bob at the grocery store and he's super agitated and fidgety, like he's stressed out, maybe I should ask him how he's doing, you know, or take him to coffee. We also cover how to identify, approach, and work with farmers who might not be coping with stress effectively. Jessica brought up a really good point in that, you know, farmers and ranchers, they don't have a typical 9-to-5. They're out and about doing stuff, you know, with, as the weather moves around and just as things change on the ranch. And so having the ability for a counselor or a therapist to meet a farmer or rancher where they're at, instead of expecting them to come into the office for a visit, can really make a huge difference. You know, you're meeting someone where they're comfortable, you're making it easy for them to get access to really good care. And then we also provide information about where to go for help, like hotlines, and we also highlight state resources that we have, and of course, extension programs that are offered that, you know, could help alleviate stress for producers.
So there's been flooding all over the state. I know that that's played probably a huge factor in this stress. Jessica, is our state and our farm communities, is this currently a crisis?
We are under a current crisis, yes. And as a result of that, I know that our state has reached out to our state office, the Division of Behavioral Health, to determine what sorts of things we can do differently to help these populations, whether that's through FEMA grants or through increased funding for crisis counseling, those types of things.
Well, Krista, one more time, when, where, and how can those interested reach out to you guys?
So tomorrow the workshop is going to be in Huron. Jessica, do you want to quick insert the address for everyone?
Oh, certainly. It is at HRMC Legacy Plaza. So that is on 3rd Street. Well, actually, it's on 4th Street. Sorry, that was pulled up.
No, that's okay.
But yes, it's at the Huron Regional Medical Center Auditorium. So it's just right across the street from Community Counseling. So 357 Kansas. So,
and we'll be starting at 11 a.m. There's going to be a lunch, and we'll be ending at 3 p.m. For our workshop tomorrow. And if there are any agencies or other organizations that are interested in learning more about the workshops or hosting them, like how Community Counseling Services is doing tomorrow, they can reach out to me at my email, Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, .Ehlert, E as in Edward, H-L-E-R-T, at sdstate.edu.
Awesome. Jessica, anything else?
No, I'm looking forward to the participants coming and for this training for our community. I think it's going to be wonderful.
All right. Well, Jessica, Krista, thank you so much for coming on the air today to talk about this. It sounds like a very important issue, and I hope to see anybody struggling get out there.